Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:33-35. Beloved, it's a joy and a privilege to come into your presence again today. I'm delighted that you've joined us for a few minutes more of Bible study concerning spiritual gifts. And today, we're continuing in our thoughts concerning the spiritual gift of miracles. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, to another, the working of miracles. The working of miracles, this spiritual gift which God used with Moses to lead the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt and to the promised land. And this is a marvelous and wonderful thing that God did to convince the children of Israel that he had sent Moses and to convince them to be willing to leave the land of Egypt, to convince Pharaoh and the Egyptians that they should allow the children of Israel to leave the land of Egypt. Again, last time we talked about two, or maybe you could call it four, of the miracles. One was the rod that Moses had in his hand. In Exodus chapter 4 and verse 2, And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. And, beloved, believe me, I would too. If I had a stick and threw it on the ground and it turned into a snake, believe you me, I certainly wouldn't stand around and wait to see what happened next. And the Lord said to Moses, Put forth thine hand, verse 4, and take it by the tail. And, beloved, that would take a lot of faith just to do that. I've never tried to take a snake by the tail, and I've seen a number of them. But God said, Take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. There we see two miracles. Now remember, a miracle is an event in the physical world that surpasses all known human or natural powers and is ascribed to divine or supernatural cause. Another definition is, a miracle is a wonder. Another definition, it's a marvel. And here we see this amazing miracle wrought by the rod being turned into a serpent, and then when Moses took it by the tail, it turned back into a rod. And then the Lord said, I'll give you another sign, or another miracle, so that the people will believe that you have been sent by me. Verse 5, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. The terrible disease of leprosy was covering his hand. And he said, Put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And here we see another miracle, first being turned into leprosy, and then when he took it out, wonder of wonders, it was back like the rest of his flesh. The miracles that God can work and that God can bring about through his almighty power. And then we read in verse 8. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river, and pour it upon dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. Here again we see another miracle, that the water would turn into blood to show the people that God had sent him. And it took some convincing for Moses, because in the 40 years that he had been tending the sheep, apparently he had developed a speech impediment, a difficulty in speaking. And so he talked to the Lord about that. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent. Now, Acts chapter 7 and verse 22 tells us that he was a man that was gifted in speech when he was in the land of Egypt, but it had now been 40 years since he had been in Egypt. He had wandered in the backside of the desert for 40 years, and so he had lost the eloquence that he once had possessed. And now he was having difficulty in just communicating, and especially in remembering the language that he had spoken there in Egypt, the language of the Israelites. And I don't know what he was speaking now, but he did not, you know, there's an old saying, if you do not use it, you lose it. And this is a true statement. If you have some ability and you do not use that ability, eventually it becomes foreign to you. And so his speech had lost its eloquence that it had when he was in the land of Egypt. Perhaps it had to do with the language of the Egyptians. I do not know. But the problem had developed in his ability to speak. And so notice what the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb? Or deaf? Or the seeing? Or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Notice that, beloved, in Exodus chapter 4 and verse 11, God has made man's mouth. He makes the dumb, he makes the deaf, he makes the seeing, he makes the blind. These are amazing things that God can do to his glory, to his honor, and to his praise, because he is almighty, and there's nothing too hard for the Lord. And so God said, All right, I tell you what I'll do. If you're not willing to take me at my word, I'll send Aaron to help you. And thus God sent his brother Aaron to him to work with him in going into the land of Egypt together to face Pharaoh and to show him and demonstrate to him the powers of God. And this was exactly what they did. He went to Pharaoh, and in Exodus chapter 7 and verse 10 through 13, and Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh, and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Now we see God has anointed Aaron also with this a gift, this ability to perform miracles, to perform wonders. And so he cast down his rod, and it also became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments, and they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods, and he hardened Pharaoh's heart. God hardened Pharaoh's heart when he saw that these men who did not know the Lord, but were under the control of Satan, were able to also perform miracles. But we do see a difference in that Moses' rod swallowed all the rods that the wise men of Pharaoh, the sorcerers, the magicians of Pharaoh, had thrown their rods down, and they had become serpents. But we see that Aaron's rod swallowed up every one of them, and then it turned back to a rod when it was taken by the tail. Miracles which God wrought for the purpose of glorifying himself. And we see that he was using these two men, Moses and Aaron, to open the eyes of the Egyptian people to the power of the eternal and almighty God. And so we see again in verse 8, and our chapter 8, verse 6 through 11, once again, he warned Pharaoh to let the people go. And notice verse 1, "The Lord spake unto Moses, Go unto Pharaoh, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. And if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all the border with frogs, and the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly." And thus we see the frogs coming into the picture. But before that, in Exodus chapter 7 and verse 20, "And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And the fish that was in the river died, and the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, neither did he hearken unto them as the Lord had said." You see, beloved, Satan has power to perform miracles. And here again, because they did the same, why Pharaoh's heart was hardened. And he said, "My men have the same power that you have." And he would not let the children of Israel go. And thus God brought the frogs then upon the land. Exodus 8 and verse 6, "And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt." This time he didn't use the rod, but he stretched out his hand. "And the magicians did so with their enchantments, and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called to Moses and Aaron, and said, Entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord. And Moses said unto Pharaoh, Glory over me! When shall I entreat for thee, for thy servants, and for thy people, to destroy the frogs from thee and thy houses?"